Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ty, and welcome to Legends of Mine, your weekly podcast on mythology, urban legends, and folklore. The 12th episode. This was an anime. This will be our last episode. Will we get a second season? Who knows? But anyway, the theme of this episode was creepy slash supernatural games or rituals, if you would call it. Now, first disclaimer, Legends of Mine takes no responsibility if you try these games and end up with possession, bodily harm, or death. All this is coming from the top of my dome, so forgive me if I get some of the details mixed up, but that's kind of a good thing, because I legit don't want anybody trying these rituals slash games. But with all that out of the way, let's dive in. The first game slash ritual is called the Red Book. So, what you'll need for this is a companion or yourself, a dark room without any windows, but if they do have windows, you should cover them up with curtains, and a red candle. Also a book. You go in a circle, you put the book and candle in the middle, and then you light it. You open the book while closing your eyes and say, "I wish to play the Red Book game." And then you open the book to a random page and put your finger on a random sentence. Now, when you read that sentence, you interpret it as the book allowing you to play the game or not. If it's a no, then you stop immediately. But if it's a yes, you proceed. Now, you close the book and redo it. Ask a question, and then open the book to a random page and put your finger somewhere randomly on said page. That sentence will answer your question. You have to be very careful about what you ask. For example, you could ask, "When is your death?" or "Who near me is going to die?" If you're a sick twist weirdo who does that kind of stuff. But either way, that's how the game is played. Now afterwards, when you're done asking questions, you put your finger on a random page and ask to leave slash end the game. If it's a yes, you'll interpret that sentence as a yes. If you know, try again. Honestly, I think it's the chillest game slash ritual out of all the ones I've found for this episode. Because basically, you're not in any real danger per se. Just be careful what you ask. Now, the second game is called the Elevator Game. It's a quite popular one as well. So here's how you play it. You go into a hotel or anywhere that has an elevator, but it must have 10 floors. So you start at the first floor, and then you hit the button for the fourth floor. After reaching the fourth floor, you go down to the second floor. Then at the second floor, the sixth floor, and then at the sixth floor, back to the second floor. Once you've reached the second floor, you then head up to the 10th floor and then move back down to the 5th floor. Now here's where things get kind of creepy. Now on the 5th floor, there's said to be a young woman who walks onto the elevator. You don't look at her, you don't talk to her, don't even acknowledge her existence. Because there's said to be bad things to happen when you do. So on the 5th floor, she walks in, you don't acknowledge her at all. Now you press the button for the first floor. Now there's two things that should happen. If you press a button for the first floor and you actually go down, you're supposed to stop the game and run off immediately and without acknowledging the woman. If you go up to the 10th floor, it's starting to work. So once you reach the 10th floor, you could go off and the woman will ask you where you're going, but you're not supposed to answer. Now once you reach the 10th floor, and leave, you'll find yourself in a different dimension. Now, why would you go to a different dimension? I have no idea. But hey, if you want to try it, that's up to you. I ain't trying it. And those first two games were the chill games. Now, let's go to the games with some real stakes. This next one is called the Dry Bones Ritual slash game. So here's what you do. You go into your house. You cut off all the lights, any distractions, any electronics, and close anything that can be opened. And then you go to your bathroom, look in the mirror, and you light a match. Now, that match is said to be lit for 15 seconds. If it's not lit for 15 whole seconds, you stop the ritual and run away. Stay somewhere else for the night. Your house is now off limits. If it does light for 15 whole seconds, that means you're able to play the game. Now, once it lights for 15 seconds, you think of a wish you want to be fulfilled. Here's the creepy part. After you think of a wish and the match is lit and blown out. No, you don't blow it out. Sorry. When the match is out after burning for 15 seconds, you go to the largest room in your house. You lie down and say, I welcome you into my home, but not my body. Let the game begin. You just allowed a demon into your house. But here's why you've let him in. You're going to play a game of hide and seek. He can't find you or hear you because there's said to be bad things to happen if he does. You're supposed to hide and not be caught until 3 a.m. because the game started at 12, I believe. At 3 a.m., if you're successful and he hasn't found you, the game ends. So then you go back to the largest room in your house and then say, but you must leave. If you hear like a rumbling sound, that means he accept the request and he's ready to leave. But if he didn't, that means you have to try again or leave your house forever, because that's on you. You summon a demon. But that's how the game is played. Now, would I try this game? Hell no. I am not summoning anything in my house. Why would anybody do that? I know the wish might be enticing, but come on. Now, the next game is basically tied to this one in a creepy way. So here's how it's played, and it's called the Midnight Game. So, you need some materials beforehand. You need a pen, paper, a candle, and that's basically it. You write your full name on a piece of paper and use the pen to prick a drop of blood and put it onto the paper. You light a candle and then you put all of that behind a wooden door. Now, you knock 22 times and make sure that your last knock is at 12:01 exactly. And so, after 12:01, the game starts. By the way, your house has to be completely locked down as well. No lights, no nothing. And so when the game begins, you basically walk around your house and hide from the said midnight man who is trying to find you. And you hold the candle as well. If your candle goes out, it means he's near. And you're supposed to put a circle of salt around your house. Not around your house. You're supposed to put a circle of salt around you to prevent him from catching you. And he's said to show you your worst nightmares. And so this game lasts until, I believe, 3:33 a.m. And you're supposed to avoid him for that entire time. Now, once 3:33 happens, the game ends and you've won. What do you get? A thrill, maybe, because this isn't like the last one where you get some wish. Still wouldn't play it, though. And the thought of pricking your own blood onto a piece of paper, that's a big no for me. Once you involve blood into any type of ritual, I'm out. So, that's how the game goes. Now, the last one is actually like legitimately creepy to me, and it's called Charlotte's Web. It's pretty creepy. Like, my eyes start to like water a little reading this. So, here's how the game is played. You and another friend, you set up two chairs in front of a mirror. All the while, do not look behind you. So, you set up the mirror in front of two chairs, and you put a table behind the two chairs, and you place a toy between the two chairs. So, in the mirror, reflecting it should be the two chairs, the table with the toy on top. All the while, you don't look around. Do not sit down. So, after you've set up all the materials, you then take a seat, and then you start to say, we're ready to play with Charlotte. And so, all the while do not look around, you should see that the toy is starting to move. And it said, if she likes your toy, you're able to proceed. But if she doesn't, she's a child, and she'll do a temper tantrum. And no good will come from a child doing a temper tantrum, especially if it's a supernatural ghost. So if she accepts your toy, you'll actually see the toy moving in the reflection of the mirror. Now, all the while, it said you should not look around because she doesn't want you to see her, because she'll throw a temper tantrum. So, after you have your fun and maybe ask a few questions, you then say, thank you for playing. and you'll actually see the toy move out of the reflection, signaling that she's gone and the game is over. And that's the only way you'll be able to turn around. Like, that's extremely creepy. Like, dark rooms, setting up reflections. I find mirrors creepy to begin with. Like, you can't make me sleep in front of a mirror because I'm constantly staring at it. Like, horror movies have ingrained to me, like, if you see anything move in your own reflection, you'd be completely terrified. That's one of the big things behind, like, the Bloody Mary game in the mirror. But I think it's called the Caputo effect, where if you stand in front of a dark mirror, your mind will start to play tricks on you and think you saw something. But anyway, these games are one of the things I won't be putting on my bucket list. Summoning demons and hiding from Midnight Man is not a fun time for me, especially if I have to live in the same house afterwards. Hell no. But anyway, that's the end of this episode. If you enjoyed it, like it, share it, favorite, and follow. Tell me if you tried any of these rituals or will try any of them on Twitter at The Lens of Man. You can find other episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or even SoundCloud. Thanks so much for listening, and see ya.